Becky, look at her butt. It is so big.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Shake it. Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet pants in the open.
And I'd just like to apologise for the awful music, but Carol Vorderman and Ollie Murs have been crowned Rear of the Year winners for 2014. The top bottoms were voted for by the public and scooped more than 10,000 votes. But does the annual Rear of the Year competition hit a bum note with you lot in these more enlightened times? Invented by a PR man, is it an excuse for newspapers to run pictures of some celebrity's backside? Does it make page three look sophisticated? Or at a time when the headlines are filled with sadness and suffering, is it just a bit of fun? Would you vote for any local rear ends for 2015? I can hear Lata Sharma chuckling away on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
And horse racing pundit and reality TV star John McCrerick, good morning to you.
Good morning. I want to know who goes around measuring these rear sides to decide who wins.
Would you volunteer yourself for the job, John?
Well, quite frankly, my trouble in life has always been that I'm very good looking, always been handsome, always had women sort of chasing after me, never have to sort of put myself about with them.
It must be tough.
Problem. But you must exploit what you're good at. What people want. So if you're good at football or at any other sport, you work hard and you excel at it, fine, you earn your living from it. Anything else with your brains, with your brawn, whatever it is, I happen to have been good looking. I'm not interested in people's rears particularly, although Carol Vorderman is particularly attractive and very good that she's over 50, Carol Vorderman. So absolutely terrific for winning. What happens? It's a bit of fun. It doesn't hurt anybody. And as for Pippa Middleton, where would she be if she didn't have a rear side?
Well, thankfully, we're generally all born with a backside, thank goodness. But I have to say, Carol has actually won it again.
Yes.
This is a couple of times she's won it. And it's one of those things, they're actually running out of people, obviously, to keep giving the prize to, because it's a bit boring now. It's like, it was a campaign that started to sell more newspapers, and now it's just something that, come on, guys, come up with something new, come up with something different. And why does it always have to be about, you know, the nether regions or the specific parts of the body? Why can we not be a bit more imaginative now? Have we not grown up a bit more?
I'd say, why not? It doesn't harm anybody. It's like beauty contests. Now, I could go in for handsome hunk, man of the year, that kind of thing, and we'll probably win it. So what? I'm not exploiting anybody. My attraction is obvious to all the voters, so why shouldn't that be exploited? It's a bit of fun. Doesn't harm anybody. I'm not interested in rears, quite frankly, and they can go behind as far as I'm concerned, but other people are. And it adds to the lightness of life, and it's these moralistic feminists who go on screaming and saying how degrading it is, how demeaning it is. Nothing of the kind. If you've got a good rear, whatever a good rear is, who decides? I don't know. Exploit
Lisa,
it.
Lata, I'm going to ask you.
Call me immoral. What did you say? I'm a moralistic feminist?
I didn't say you were. Moralistic feminists do this. And they go and say, because a girl happens to be perceived to be beautiful in one part of her anatomy or another, she shouldn't exploit it. If she wants to, why shouldn't she?
Lata, is it harmless? Is it harmless fun?
It isn't that it's harmless. It's kind of one of those things that it starts off really small, and we have to look at something. It's a joke. And it's a bit of fun, absolutely, and I get that. But it's boring now. It's like hearing a joke over and over and over and over again. Eventually, you just go, okay, I've heard it one too many times now. It's not funny anymore. It's not amusing anymore. It doesn't make me chuckle anymore, even. So it's kind of like not particularly interesting, and it's just a non-event now. And Carol Vorderman it's great that she's over 50 and she's won it a few times now. Ollie Murs has come into the picture as well. Not that I've ever noticed his backside. It's not something that I particularly like to do, to go around peering at women's backsides. Backsides is a big thing in a lot of different cultures, in a lot of different countries. You know, women with a good round backside. In fact, a terrible story on last night on the news was about these women now who in America who are getting so obsessed about having a larger backside, a more rotund backside, are injecting themselves with what are turning out to be terrible poisons because they can't afford to go to the surgeons who charge $10,000. So they're paying for these things to inject themselves. You know, it can have a sort of a negative psychological effect on people. And I suppose to take it more seriously, really we need to stop always focusing on physical things all the time and try and you know, move our children, avert their gaze away and their make their emotional state more strong based on who they are rather than whether they've got a nice, cute butt or not. I think that's the more serious end of it. And I totally agree with John. I get it. I understand the humour of it, and I would have a good laugh at anything like that. But I think if we're going to try and sort of bring a serious element to it, we just have to be more conscious of the fact of how these little tiny things trickle into and affect our society in a more in a bigger way. That's really all the point is.
John McCurry,
question: would you ban beauty contests? Would you ban Rear of the Year?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't ban any of these things.
If you don't like them, fine. People who participate don't mind. And how Ollie Mers beat me, I cannot understand it. What was wrong with the judging panel? I must have been a very close runner.
I would demand a recount, John. Demand a recount.
Go on. Let's have
a recount of cheeks.
That would be a job. But do you think Latta does have a point? If you sit and think about it, John, that, you know, yes, on the one hand, you've got, you know, this, it's fun, not to be taken too seriously. But it does reinforce that idea that, you know, it's all about physical looks and having to look a certain way. And if you don't look that way, then, you know, people are going off and spending money on surgeries, that sort of thing.
That is up to them, as long as they don't spend our money, as long as it's not done on the NHS. How they spend their money is up to... Can't we understand, and in Ireland particularly, get away from this being down on people. Let them choose. Let's have freedom. Let's have choice.
Me?
If people want to do it, as long as they're not harming anyone else, as long as it's consensual, let them get on with it. And if you don't like Rear of the Year or whatever it's called, fine. Don't take part in it. But it's up to the people individually to make their choice. Now, if they want to do it and they want to enjoy it, let them do it.
You're absolutely right. I just feel from the perspective I'm coming from, which is, yes, it's all good fun, it's all very... But let's try and be a bit more imaginative about how to have fun rather than always focusing on, you know, the physical aspect of somebody rather than... I mean, beauty contests you threw in there. Beauty contests are not just now about, you know, whether they're absolutely stunning. Hopefully, it's a bit more than that. You know, the beauty contests have evolved over the years as well, and we need to evolve in coming up with campaigns rather than Rear of the Year, which has been around for so long now.
And I think Carol Vorderman's won it every year, really.
She has won it every year. You know what, she's stunning, but she's an incredibly intelligent woman. She's a great TV presenter. She's beautiful. I mean, the woman has got it all. She makes me sick.
While I have you both here, very quickly, I don't know if you heard earlier in the programme, but... the police are actually warning people, in as we live through this glorious heat wave, not to go skinny dipping, that you could end up with a criminal record and placed on the sex offenders register. Latta, do you think that's an overreaction?
You know, when I was listening to that earlier on, initially I didn't know exactly at what time of the day it was, and to me, I can appreciate that people are, you know, it's hot, it's getting hot and bothered out there at the beach and they want to go swimming and they didn't bring their trunks with them. You know what, tough. You have to respect the fact that there are families and there are children out there. And if the police have to come down hard on people like that in order to make them take the point seriously, then so be it. I mean, it's sad that people would end up getting placed on the sex offenders list for something like that, you know, for something so trivial. So don't do it. Think about the fact that there are children there, and it's not fair to do that. It's not fair on the children. Adults, we can handle all that stupidity, but don't do it while there's
children. John McCrerick, what do you think?
Very, very fair point. Obviously, when kids are there and you're not meant to do it, you have to respect other people's beliefs, whatever they are, and however right or wrong they may be. But I think, as far as skinny dipping is concerned, I love it, especially around midnight. As long as it...
Oh, no!
I don't know. No, it is beautiful. With the moon going down and a bit of glimmer on the sea is absolutely beautiful, but you go where other people know you're there or you're allowed to do it.
Very
and
private.
I wouldn't shock anybody. Nobody would be shocked to see me naked. They would be enthralled.
Well, that's the two Johns today. We've discovered that both John McCurry and John Manley have been skinny dipping.